time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Senator Dianne Feinstein unveiled a bill that bans bump stocks, devices that can be purchased online to make semi-automatic weapons fire more like automatic weapons. Some Republicans said such a ban would make sense, including Senator Ron Johnson, who told reporters, quote, "I have no problem banning those." Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut spoke with NBC's Hallie Jackson about it.
Is this an area where Congress is going to take action, and would you support that?
I am not only supporting it, I've joined in legislation which Senator Feinstein and I announced just literally moments ago that would ban bump stocks. These are the carnage force multipliers, the firing mechanisms that harness the recoil energy and make it possible to convert semi-automatics into automatic. Yes, we should ban them, and I think it's a point of common ground where we can come together in addition to others.
That was my next question. Have you spoken with Republicans about this? John Thune told me yesterday that Congress ought to take a look at some of these modifiers. Have you had discussions on the other side of the aisle?
Very good question. Yes. Informal discussions with some of my colleagues. And I think on this point of the bump stocks, there is receptiveness that I think is very, very significant.
The president on Wednesday went to Las Vegas, where he visited hospital bedsides and a police base, offering prayers and condolences to the victims of Sunday night's massacre, along with thanks to first responders, doctors, and hospitals.
There's tremendous bravery. The police department, incredible. The people themselves, incredible. People leaving ambulances to have somebody else go because they thought they were hurt, even more so. The professionalism of the doctors and the medical staffs at this hospital and at other hospitals.
Back in D.C., Secretary of State Rex Tillerson held a short press conference to refute a story reported by NBC News. Jimmy Kimmel explains.
NBC News reported that during a cabinet meeting in July, the Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called President Trump a moron. According to the story, Trump drew a comparison between making the decision on how many troops to send to Afghanistan to what it was like to renovate a high-end New York restaurant. And after that, Tillerson was at a meeting with a bunch of high-ranking officials and referred to the president as a moron. By the way, if Trump is upset Rex Tillerson called him a moron, wait till he finds out what the rest of the country has been calling him.
Stephanie Ruhle was one of the reporters who broke the story, and she clarified.
My source didn't just say that he called him a moron. He said an effing moron. And think about, put it into context, this was after the president was talking about a strategy in Afghanistan, comparing it to the renovations of the 21 Club. But it also speaks to the fact that Rex Tillerson within the White House is kind of a man standing alone. While he is very close with General Mattis, and you saw Rex Tillerson say it, he talks to Mattis every day. Within the White House, there is a lot of bad blood. That's a guy who travels alone, who is a thin staff. We know he's had a very tense relationship in the past with Jared Kushner, and he hasn't made a lot of friends there. And, you know, note how he felt about the president's remarks at the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts mean everything to Rex Tillerson. His father ran the organization. Right. Rex Tillerson ran the organization. This year, they built a statue in Rex's honor.
The other thing NBC reported was that Tillerson had threatened to quit. He responded to that.
First, my commitment to the success of our president and our country is as strong as it was the day I accepted his offer to serve as Secretary of State. The vice president has never had to persuade me to remain as Secretary of State because I have never considered leaving this post. I think it's the most important element of the article is to reaffirm my commitment to this role that President Trump's asked me to serve and to dispel with this notion that I have ever considered leaving. I have answered that question repeatedly. For some reason, it continues to be misreported. There's never been a consideration in my mind to leave. I serve at the appointment of the president, and I'm here for as long as the president feels I can be useful to achieving his objectives.
The leaders of the Senate Intelligence Committee gave a joint press conference on Wednesday with an interim report on their investigation, affirming the intelligence community's findings that Russia did interfere in the 2016 election and warning that we can expect more in the future. Chairman Richard Burr.
There are concerns that we continue to pursue. The committee continues to look into all evidence to see if there was any hint of collusion. Now, I'm not going to even discuss initial findings because we haven't any. We've got a tremendous amount of documents still to go through. And just to put in perspective, I said we've done over 100 interviews, over 250 hours. We currently have booked for the balance of this month 25 additional interviews. We have more work to do as it relates to collusion, but we're developing a clearer picture of what happened. What I will confirm is that the Russian intelligence service is determined, clever, and I recommend that every campaign and every election official take this very seriously as we move into this November's election and as we move into preparation for the 2018 election. I got
good news. And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution, as our work is 100% listener-funded. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.